Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to one of the Hajj rituals, and that is Rami. And specifically, the issue at hand is there a time which has been fixed for Rami? Now, we know that Rami itself is a whole process in which stones are hurled or thrown at a symbolic manifestation of Satan. And when we do so, we actually commit ourselves, we make this commitment to God that we are going to pelt Satan, just as we are pelting Satan with stones who is before us, we are going to do the same when we go back from Hajj. And in our daily lives, we'll encounter Satans and devils all over, not only outside, but within us as well. So we declare war on Satan, and we make this symbolic expression of this fact. Now, the question that has gripped minds these days is that, is there a time which has been fixed for Rami? We know that at first, on the 10th of Zilhajj, when the pilgrims, they move from Muzdalifah to Arafat, and then they go to Mina at that time, they pelt stones at Satan at the Jamarat Aqaba. Obviously, whenever the caravan reaches there, whenever people reach there, there's no issue in that particular time or case. Whenever they reach there, they have to pelt stones. However, the issue that has come up is during the time when the pilgrims reside in Mina once they return from Tawaf and Sa'i from the Baytullah. Once they return and stay in Mina and they stay there for 2 or 3 days, they are required to pelt stones at each of the 3 jamaras, 7 stones at each of the 3 jamaras. And the issue is that is there a time which has been fixed for these 2 or 3 days? And the question has arisen because the Prophet in his own times, when he stayed 3 days in Mina, on the first day, he pelted stones after the time of Chasht, and which is obviously the time in which the sun is fully there in the sky, and it has risen in the sky. And in the next 2 days, he pelted stones when the sun had started to come down. So people think that the Prophet, by his own practice, has guided us that these are the times in which we should also do this Rami. Whereas the fact of the matter is that he, in his own times, fixed his times of Rami according to his own convenience. He did not say that this is required by the Sharia. And we know this from his practice. So what the guidance that he gave in this regard was that the Ummah or his followers also, according to their own convenience, they can do Rami at any time. It is not that the Sharia or the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has fixed or prescribed a certain particular time that the Rami has to be done at this time. So what needs to be understood is the time of Rami, which has become a hot subject of debate in Hajj rituals whenever they come. It should remain clear that the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has not prescribed any time for Rami. It can be done in those 3 days at any time of one's convenience. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات